This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Handheld radios used by Hezbollah detonated on Wednesday across Lebanon South and in Beirut suburbs, further stoking tensions with Israel a day after similar explosions by the group's pagers. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The death toll from Tuesday's pager explosions rose to 12, including two children, with nearly 3,000 injured. At a funeral for four of those killed by the exploding pagers, Hezbollah official Hashem Saifuddin promised a response.
This aggression inevitably has its own punishment. It has its own retribution. This punishment will come, God willing. We will not talk much, as tomorrow the talk will be for the master of the resistance.
A senior Lebanese security source said the explosives were planted months earlier by Israel's spy agency, Mossad. Israel's military has declined to comment on the blasts.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The United States military has acknowledged that Yemen's Houthi rebels shot down two MQ-9 Reaper drones. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. military says the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10 and the second just on Monday. Online videos showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterwards in Yemen's Dama province. As the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S. led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. That's imperiled a waterway that typically sees $1 trillion worth of trade pass through it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This